Oh my lord. Oh, I have a question for you about data. I mean, just data. Think about all the amazing amounts of data that go through your marketing efforts. So my question is this. When do you have too much data to not actually do business anymore? So hi, this is Andy Nathan from Tales from a Digital Marketer, and today we're going to be talking about data overload. So with that, if you have any questions for me, I have been in the digital marketing space for over 10 years. I've pretty much done everything from work with small business owners, mom and pops, to multi-billion dollar enterprises. I'd love to be able to find out how I could help out your organization and improve your business results today. Definitely feel free to schedule a free consultation with me at andynathan.net/schedule. With that, let's talk about data overwhelm. So I was going through some stuff today, and you know, part of my challenge with data is this. One, Facebook and Google can't even get stuff right on their own systems. So for example, I'm trying to track Facebook likes for a campaign I'm working on. And when I check, if I decide to do a Facebook ad for Facebook likes, the number of likes on the Facebook page will be different than the number of likes on the Facebook ad campaign. So how am I supposed to get all my numbers straight if Facebook can't even give me the correct number? More than that, if you take a look at Google, the thing that drives me mad is that they will change numbers on you without even telling you. So sometimes you'll be reporting numbers, and then the numbers just suddenly change. And you're like, what the heck is going on here? So the challenge that starts off with is, one, you really have a lot of platforms out there that don't deliver the correct information, which makes things a lot more challenging. Now, number two, now try and get those systems to talk to each other. It was bad enough when you have one or two systems, but if you try and connect your Facebook to your Google Analytics and try and understand what's going on, a lot of times you get two very different pictures, and that's a big, big problem. So let me give you an example of a campaign I'm working on right now. We're working on something where we're trying to connect the Facebook ads, we're trying to connect the Facebook ads to drive traffic to a website, which is using Google Analytics to track the traffic, and then we're sending them over to a MailChimp list. Between the three of them, trying to get the correct information so we know exactly how many people subscribed from Facebook as opposed to Twitter or Google search, and then trying to then interpret which of those leads were then from Facebook ads versus organic social posts. It's a bloody nightmare. You could sometimes spend hours upon hours upon hours just trying to figure out the data with marketing. And that's one of the things that, like, when you start taking a look at everything, you've heard of data analysis paralysis. And I've talked about this a lot before on the podcast. It's something that happens because these systems don't always talk correctly to each other. So what really has to happen is number three, you have to then go in and fill in the gap. I heard a statistic a few years ago that said there's more data being created in like the last 3 to 5 years than has been created in all of human history. There is so much data out there that it becomes paralyzing. Because we are at a stage in history where, yes, you can do and you can collect any information you want. The problem is, does it all make sense? And trying to analyze that information is just maddening. So one of the challenges that we have to do as marketers is say, look, this is what I think it means. Now let's take action. And the biggest challenge is that we have to stop keep collecting and going deeper and deeper and deeper, because it feels like you're Alice going down the rabbit hole. And we really need to be able to say, look, if we're going to build up a business and we're going to grow using our digital marketing efforts, then we need to start taking a look at what people are doing with that data. We need to take a look at how you're going to be able to then take action on that data. So don't think about just, hey, look, do I have everything correct? I mean, when you're going to talk in to your superiors and the CEO needs to see what's going on, the end of the day, if you're able to show good results and quality, most of the time that triumphs. And I know, I get it. I've been there where it's an overwhelm of data. But I think that's very confident and it's very possible for us to be able to build a better digital marketing platform when you just take action on that data that you have. Otherwise, you just get lost in the numbers. And that doesn't help anybody. So this is Andy Nathan from Tales from a Digital Marketer. I hope you enjoy this latest episode. I look forward to talking to you a little bit more about this. And man, let's get cracking. Have a good day and a better week. Definitely feel free to schedule a call, andynathan.net/schedule.